It's 7:30 p.m. local time here in the UK. I'm Joseph McTaggart with the news headlines. A railway extension referred to here in the UK as HS2 could cost up to £102.7 billion and may not open until 2039, according to the BBC. Sky News is reporting that it will be the most expensive high-speed rail line to be slower and more costly. Andy Burnham takes a step closer to opposing the Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer as he's selected as a Labour candidate for a by-election. If he wins that election, that will take him into Parliament, where he can directly challenge Sir Keir Starmer. According to the Telegraph newspaper, he could destroy Nigel Farage's party Reform if he becomes Prime Minister. The Guardian has a story that government ministers are being accused of a cover-up after admitting withholding some Mandelson files about the appointment of Sir Peter Mandelson by Sir Keir Starmer as the American ambassador. The Independent newspaper is stating that this puts more pressure on Sir Keir Starmer after it's been released that these papers will not be available for a few more months. The police are seeking criminal charges against 77 companies and 57 people over the Grenfell Tower fire, which was a fire in a London tower block which took many lives some years ago. The London Evening Standard is reporting that a woman who claimed she could not walk and received benefits from the government ran a 10k race, and she's been jailed for benefit fraud. The BBC have reported that the Shrewsbury runner who lied about arthritis has been jailed. The Telegraph, carrying the same story, housebound benefits cheat caught doing combat classes at the gym. And the Independent stating the benefit cheat caught running 10k races and doing Zumba classes after claiming she couldn't walk. The Guardian newspaper is also reporting that Surrey police are launching an investigation into Epstein abuse allegations going as far back as the 1980s. And that story is also being carried by the BBC, ITV and Sky News. And the weather here in the UK, cold, cloudy with showers. A heatwave forecast has been reported for the late May bank holiday weekend, which takes place in the last weekend of May. I'm Joseph McTaggart. Enjoy your evening.